I want to start with an interesting recruiting note, and Texas could be adding to the 2020 recruiting class, even though that cycle technically is over. It actually isn't. Jahdae Barron, who a lot of people in this listening audience will know, the talented defensive back from Pflugerville, Connolly, four-star prospect, signed with Baylor in the early period, and he was a guy that Texas, Greg, was interested in, probably would have pressed for in the late period had he not signed with Baylor. He's let it be known that he has asked for and been given a release from his national letter of intent with Baylor. He doesn't have the physical release with him, but once he has that, he will be a recruitable prospect again. And once he is a recruitable prospect, Texas is one of the schools that I would expect to be very interested in his services. So, you know, we look at the defensive back class Texas signed in 2020. They got two safeties on campus early, with Xavian Alford coming off of an injury, and Jaron Thompson, a kid I like a lot at Lufkin. And then they took Keaton Crawford out of John Tyler. Really outstanding athlete, has really good track numbers, everything you look for that profiles in a defensive back that tells you the talent can translate. Took him as a corner. If they can add Barron, then, Greg, that's just going to lift up that class a little bit more. Now, he can't, since he's already signed one national letter of intent, he cannot sign another LOI, but he can enroll, you know, this summer and do everything that the normal 2020 signings would do. He just can't sign the national letter of intent that binds him to the school, you know, scholarship paperwork and things of that nature, grant aid, that binds the school to you, but that NLI binds you to the school. He's already signed one, can't sign another. But, yeah, once he's got that release in hand, Craig, and everything's official with him getting out of his letter of intent with Baylor, I would expect things to move pretty quick. And, you know, kind of the one thing Texas would have up their sleeve, he's really, really close with Dejon Harrison out of Hutto, who signed with Texas in that 2020 cycle. So, you know, recruiting never ends, and I guess nobody told Texas that 2020 recruiting was over, because they're looking to maybe add another piece once Jahdae Barron becomes a recruitable athlete again.
Well, and I guess that is going to beg the question. I guess everybody, you know, the old inquiring minds want to know. Folks are going to want to know what went wrong, or why the is it as simple as Matt Rhule leaving?
Yeah,
for that.
That's what it sounds like.
Or is there something
else?
Yeah.
No, that's what it sounds like. It sounds like just, you know, I think Baylor wanted to go a different direction, and I think at that point he's looking to go a different direction. So, and for, you know, where this really benefits Texas, Craig, not that he can visit, because campus visits aren't allowed right now, but, you know, you've got a local prospect who's grown up in your backyard. I would think that gives you a pretty innate advantage at a time where a kid can't visit. He's got friends on the team. He's got one friend who's already signed with you. So, again, you know, Texas can't talk to him or really do anything until he's got that release in hand that actually releases him from that letter of intent. But, yeah, no, you know, as far as we know, no discipline problems or anything like that. Just, you know, I think it was kind of everything we've heard, it's kind of a mutual decision between him and Baylor. Hey, you know, he won out of the letter. They want to go a different direction. So, kind of no harm, no foul on that deal.
Well, and also, I guess, like you said, it puts it kind of in a curious situation, because no LOI involved there. That also brings into the fact that if there's no LOI and he's not enrolled, that keeps the transfer portal out of the equation as well. This is really kind of outside the flow chart, isn't it?
Yeah, it was different. You know, the last time Texas got in a situation like this was obviously last year, he who shall not be named, Brew McCoy. The difference with Brew McCoy, and people were hung up on the letter of intent, and what I kept trying to tell people in that, Craig, is the minute he set foot in a classroom at SC, the LOI didn't matter at that point. He is an enrolled student. Therefore, he would have to go into the portal to transfer. And when he transferred to Texas, there was all the question about, is he going to get a waiver in the application process? And I guess we should have known something was up when we kept asking about the waiver. It's like, well, it hadn't been filed yet. Well, I mean, it's April. Shouldn't you guys get it? Shouldn't somebody get on that by now? But we all know how that ended. But, yeah, the Brew McCoy thing was different, because he actually was an enrolled student at USC before he went to Texas and got a semester's vacation in Austin and then went back to Southern California. So, but yeah, different deal on this one.
Okay. Well, it is. It's a unique situation, but it may turn out to be a little bit of a late bonus gift, you might say, an add-on there for the Longhorn program. All right, coming up.